this is Jen, and welcome to my podcast, Light Seeking with Jen. Today, I want to talk about releasing emotions under this full moon energy. It's really important to recognize whatever you're experiencing, I would say, in the past 5 to 7 days, forward into the future 5 to 7 days. So for probably a 10 to 14 day period that surrounds the full moon, which was yesterday, the 18th or the 28th, you're going to have situations or emotions that bubble up to the surface. And yesterday on Facebook in the Light Seekers Tribe, I did a live video in which I referred to these emotions that bubble up as using scrubbing bubbles. You know, scrubbing bubbles, the bathroom cleaner, you spray it, it's like foam, and then it pulls everything to the surface, right? So I talked about that. I talked about the correlation of the full moon illuminating for us that which we need to pull up to the surface, heal or clean, and then release. And the problem with this is that everyone's release is different. Every single human has a different form of release. Although you can retrain yourself to release in different ways. Your natural process where you release the past by letting go of emotions that are built up that no longer serve you is something you have trained yourself to do. You unconsciously, subconsciously, have trained yourself how to carry unfulfilled emotions or undealt with emotions, usually by putting them somewhere within your body. And this occurs because you start to get a backache, or your knee starts aching, or you have a headache, or your wrists are sore. You literally beget physical pain from having blocked, undealt with emotions. You push them down, you bury them. My visual, my whole life was, if something happened that I did not choose to deal with, or maybe I didn't have the capability to deal with at the time, because as long as I can remember, if an unsavory situation popped up, how I dealt with it was, I just had this bar and I put the emotion under the bar and I pushed it down like a vice. Whoopsie, you're down there now. And you might have a similar methodology for how you process or handle your own emotions. But let's talk about, first, let's talk about why we need this emotional release. We need this emotional release because when we release old blocks and stuck emotions, such as anger, pain, fear, bitterness, jealousy, abandonment, it frees us up and gives us space and energy inside of us that hasn't been breathing, I guess you could say. And it allows us to allow that space to breathe again, to receive the love for ourselves that our energy will circulate. So if you have trapped emotions, let's just hypothetically say, in your gut, and you're like, no, I love myself, I respect myself, I have self-love. But as your energy circulates through your body, it stops there. And it bypasses that area. So you're not attaining everything lovingly to your soul, to your spirit, that you need. By releasing these blocks and stuck emotions, you're allowing that space to breathe again, to be loved again, to literally be attached. I don't want to say attached. Literally be accepting of that love energy that you send through yourself subconsciously. When you release, you have stronger intuition. You have better communication. You have a better state of being overall. You have more clarity and focus. Your relationships are improved. Usually your finances are improved. Your health has improved. There are many different ways in which we can release. But first I want to talk about one thing. I want to talk about you looking to other people to help you release. You might think release is like this fancy art of let me light a candle and write a letter and I need a shaman. Yeah, you could do that. That's great. But that is not all that release is. You don't need to be that fancy, but then also maybe you do. Some of us decide to hide things so deep within ourselves that it isn't until you have physical movement of your body that you literally release that, or some activity that brings up that emotion that is allowing you to release it. So let's talk about, I like to think, there are four ways that you can release. Five. Let me just say five altogether. Five different topics of ways in which you can release from your being. Journaling. 100% stark, honest, to the point journaling. So if you know you're carrying grief from blankety blank, you need to write a letter to blankety blank and you need to literally say what you've never said out loud to blankety blank in that journal. And then you burn it. Okay? The second is movement. The energy is trapped within you and you can only release it if you have movement. So movement of your body, physical activity, yoga, massage, sex is a big one. That speaks for itself. Talk therapy. You don't have to go to a shrink. You can talk to someone you trust. But it's speaking to someone words you've never spoke before that are the topic and the feeling that you need to let go of. A lot of times finding a complete stranger to just like, blah, let it all out. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're seeking. That's going to be the healing point for you. And then finally, well, no, this is the fourth point, breath work. This you can Google for yourself. Go on YouTube, go on Rumble, look up breath work, look up breathing techniques. And as you visualize what is stuck, or you know what the emotions are that you're harboring, is it grief? Is it sadness? Is it a missed opportunity? Is it a divorce? Is it weight gain? Is it something that happened to you, a trauma from the past? The breath work, as you visualize that thing, that one thing that you know you're harboring, the breath work will enable you to release. It will assist you and aid you in release. It's extremely powerful. I've done it myself. I do it myself. And I would highly recommend it if you're really, really looking to change yourself. Reach out to me. I'll guide you to some of the ones I have used myself. And then finally, the fifth item, any way that your body physically discharges is a form of release. So let's talk about that for a second. I'm not going to talk about the obvious ways, right? But you know how you say you flush your system by drinking a lot of water, or you do a juice cleanse? Release. Crying, release. anger, yelling, screaming, talking, release. Singing, release. Movement, release. Anything that comes out of your being, your vessel, is a form of release. So now let's go back to the beginning. I've talked to you about the important ways in why you should be releasing. I've talked to you about how the full moon bubbles this up to the surface to get you to release. Now I've talked to you about the many ways in which you can release. I've told you about the benefits of release. But what does this look like for every individual? It's different. It's totally different for every human. Some people might just be angry all the time and they don't understand it. That could be you. Some people are completely happy, and then in the presence of one person, they get really, really angry and they're off the cuff and they're just like, wow. You probably have some harbored resentment with this person that you need to release, or something needs to come to the surface. Some of you feel the energy. You literally have felt the heavy energy. You have to sort out what you're feeling. Are you feeling collective energy? Like what the globe is feeling is an overall collective, versus are you feeling your own energy? You have to ask, does this belong to me? No, this isn't mine. Let me have this. I will take care and deal with this. This is mine. That is not my emotion. I'm distancing and removing myself from it because I don't carry that. That isn't my emotion. You have to sort it out. So asking, is this my emotion? Yes, I need to let it go. And there's a visual technique that you can use as well. Get yourself into a meditative state and envision every single item, pain, hurt, or trauma bubbling up out of you like bubbles. And they're just coming right off of your body, bubbling up and popping as soon as they hit the air. They are gone. I want to just end this podcast by talking for a minute about people referring to emotions as negative emotions. No emotion is a negative. Like, is yelling, screaming, anger negative? Well, in some forms, you might think it is negative, but you're releasing something when you become angry. You're releasing something when you cry. You're releasing something when you speak of it in a maybe not so kind fashion. So I don't like to really use the word negative emotion because it's an unfair statement. We all have emotions, and they may not be good ones, but they all need to be honored with the idea that they came from your vessel. So honor them in their passing. Allow them to leave. And on that note, I will say this. Sometimes simply just saying out loud, I allow these feelings to leave. I allow these emotions to be gone, is a very powerful mantra. The will of free speech, the will of sovereign speech over your own being, your own body, is more powerful than any work you could do with anyone. So you can ask the pain to leave. You can speak the pain out. You can speak the emotional trauma out of yourself. And how you do that is you simply say multiple statements repeatedly, one after the other. I release this feeling of blank. I replace it with love. And you just keep going. It might be helpful for you to journal that until you can't fill out that blank anymore. I release this emotion of blank. Keep going until you don't have any more statements. I replace it with love. That's it. That's all you do. And just know that during this 10 to 14 day period, this full moon energy is so potent that whatever does come out of it, whatever does surface, is only for us to recognize that it's bringing us to a higher ascended state of being, a higher form of consciousness, that we can fully understand ourselves in a different way. And it enables us to process future emotional situations in different ways. I'm not here to tell you that you have to release what's holding you back so that you can be a better person. I'm here to explain to you how you should release and why you should release to enable you to fully embrace the love you deserve, the rewards out there in the universe that are yours. You're not meant to be stuck in trapped energy. You're meant to be a sovereign, free, creative, joyful being filled with all the love you deserve. Don't let the past trauma, emotions harbor for you and hinder your future. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for my next podcast. It will be coming out in a couple days, and I will be talking about a topic I think everyone will love, and that is what crystals to use and when. Peace out.